Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, if you're like me, you might have noticed a couple of little things this week. Morning's a little bit cooler, a little bit lower humidity. The length of the day is getting shorter. It means we're getting towards the end of summer. And late summer fishing can be some of the best, but you might need to change your tactics because some of those saltwater inshore fish will be in a transitional pattern. And we've got some professionals, as we do each and every week, to help you find them and catch them. And if you had a successful fishing trip yourself, we'd like to include it along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it to the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. You do that by texting your message real time here to the studio, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. You know, and as summer starts to slowly turn to fall, a couple things you want to be on the lookout for. One is red snapper. We have the latest red snapper watch numbers for Louisiana coming up as we close in on the end of that season. I got the opening of a couple of other seasons. Dove season opens in Louisiana and Mississippi next weekend. And teal season, we've been looking for reports. We've got a few, but with tomorrow's full moon and a little cool front that's coming in Monday, well, we can expect them to start showing up in some bigger numbers. And hopefully they'll be arriving in perfect timing for the opening day in 2 weeks. Speaking of ducks and duck hunting, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service breeding population report has been released. And there's good news, bad news, and more bad news for you duck hunters. We'll pass that along to you. And you might recall a few weeks ago, the Captic Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert, and I had the privilege of helping an 11-year-old from Cleveland, Ohio, with his life-threatening illness catch his lifetime fish. We call it Hunt and Fish of a Lifetime, and we captured it on a Bayou Wild TV episode titled Mighty Miguel. And it's airing this week if you'd like to tune it in. And this morning you're going to hear from Miguel. We've entitled that episode Mighty Miguel, and also his mom, Arabella, who came along with the trip. We'll be talking to them and Captain Ryan Lambert. Now, you've probably heard this famous quote, although it's pretty controversial as who really started it, where it goes, there's a sucker born every minute. Well, I've got some tips for you if you are a prospective used boat buyer, how not to be a boat buying sucker. And we've also got the story of a flim-flam boat salesman who earned this morning's title of, you guessed it, Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Your coastal marine forecast, if you're getting ready to head into the truck and go down to the launch, you're going to be looking at variable winds today, offshore and inshore. On the offshore, there'll be about 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 3 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays, about 6 to 12. Now, they'll be coming northeasterly tomorrow with that approaching frontal system, and you can expect probably seas increasing to 2 to 4 tomorrow, and 8 to 15 knots on the winds on the interior lakes and bays. So a little bit more breezier tomorrow. Good tidal ranges all across the coast. I'm looking at the radar right now, and all the way from Beaumont, Texas, to Pensacola, Florida, along the coast, not a drop of rain anywhere, but different story. A little north of us as that frontal system approaches. In fact, it extends all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, through Memphis, down through Monroe, Shreveport, and on into Dallas, and as far as Waco, Texas. Got a little bit of a system there. Moving steadily to the northeast as that frontal system approaches. But it doesn't look like we got any rain this weekend. Should be clear. Don't let those light temperatures this morning fool you. It's going to get hot. It'll be up probably close to high 80s or 90s today, but certainly more pleasant than what it has been. And looking out to the Gulf Coast, in the Gulf of America, and further to the east, doesn't see anything out there. Looks like it could be possible tropical storm or depression threat. So that's some really good news. All right, we're going to be back to take you down to Shell Beach, where we chat with Robbie Campbell, get a fishing report from the St. Bernard Parish area. He will be next, and you'll hear it right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And let's take you down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach. Robbie Campos standing by. And Robbie, how's the week been, and what's the forecast for the weekend looking like? Looks like we got some pretty decent weather.
Well, you know, Don, earlier this week, I'll give you a recap of what happened here this week. You know, the wind started out, I'm talking about from last Sunday, northwest, and then it went north and northeast. And, you know, a northeast wind, Don, is brutal for us Breton Sound. And we had northeast winds for most of early part of the week anyway. And it made fishing conditions really tough out in Breton Sound. Now, the latter part of the week, Thursday, Friday, you know, on, it you know, it got right, and they caught plenty of fish out there. And, it, you know, Don, But most of the people did a lot of red fishing. They went up in the marshes and Biloxi Marsh and fished up the in the Mistigo here, up going towards Violet. Even in on the south side of Mistigo here, going back towards the river, towards Bay Lafourche. You know, that's what most everybody had to do. So, Thursday, Friday was a game changer. People got to get out, went fishing, hit the islands, went wade fishing out there. They did very well in the water fishing speckled trout out there this past couple of days. It's just, but northeast wind is a real killer for that sound, because there's no spot in that marshes that's calm, you know what I mean? Or in the sound that's calm, because that wind just drives right in, even by the long rocks. And if it's got more east in it, even behind the rocks, you only got one little bitty spot, and that's right there by the cut where you could kind of get out of that a little bit. And then you're piling up a bunch of boats in just one little bitty area, that really generally doesn't work very well. but Don, there's a ton of trout in the inside. The 12, 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters, 12 and seven eighths, these fish are just about right there. I get a guy yesterday, tells me, says, when is the transition going to happen? I said, the transition is happening, bud, right in front of your face. What do you mean? I said, you didn't change the law. The law changed, the government changed the law. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, how many fish you caught today? So, man, we must have threw 100 trout back. That was 12 and a half, 12 three-quarter inches. I said, well, 2 years ago, you'd have been keeping a fish that was over 12 inches, right? Yeah. I said, well, you answered your own question. I said, the transition, it's really hard, Don, to catch a 13-inch fish in the inside waters at this time of the year. Now, I don't know if we're doing these resources any justice or not, because I hear this all day long. We must have caught 40. We must have caught 50. We caught 100. And realistically, they're probably not catching 100. It seems like they're catching 100, but they're catching undersized fish. It's 12 and 7/8, 12 and 3/4. Are we doing the resources any good by hooking these fish, catching ripping lips, handling the fish and throwing it back? I don't know what the mortality rate is on this. I know it's got to be higher than we think, but I just don't know if we're doing the resources any good here. How fast does a fish grow? That's 12 and 3/4 inches. Look, fish grow really fast, a speckled trout especially, from a fingerlet to 11 and a half inches. The fish that you catch at 11 and a half inches now, Don, will be your fish for next year. That fish is not going to be ready for November or December. That's going to be a fish for next year. A fish that's 12 and 3/4, 12 and a half, 12, 7, 8, whatever, that fish you probably catch that fish in mid-November or December, be ready. But it's really hard to put a 13-inch trout in the boat in these inside waters at this time, at this time of the year, in September. Had the limits not changed to 13 inches, people would be catching them. I'm assuming they would keep them. They would. They would be keeping them. If it's legal, they would be keeping it. But, these bigger trout, usually this moon that we're on right here is going to be the last moon of the spawn, which will be, after this moon, those trout will migrate back up into these marshes, and you're going to start seeing places like Lake Eugene, Bob's Lakes, Lake Eugene, up in the marshes and Lake Elwha, and switching over to the south side of the channel, going, Lake Machias, Mozambique Point, Stone Island, Iron Banks. You're going to see all that, Lake Robin and Lake Ukiah. You're going to start seeing these places get, more and more fish in them. But that's not going to be probably, until we get a good cold front, which will probably, we all want it today, believe me, because it's hot as heck right now, but I would like a cold front right now, but realistically, that's not happening. We still got 80-degree weather around here, 85-degree weather. So hopefully within the next at the end of this month, we're going to start seeing some bigger fish being caught. You know, or October, we'll start seeing some bigger fish caught in this inside waters.
Well, you know, we're in the first year of the change in the regulation, and, you know, I think the jury's still out as to whether we're hurting the species more than we're helping them by catching and releasing so many undersized fish. I think what's going to tell the tale is in the next year and the year after, if we start seeing a lot more bigger fish, which has happened in other states that have done similar things, then the program is working. If we don't, if we continue to keep seeing these smaller fish, we might want to rethink it, you know, whether we've done the right thing by, you know, and again, people can help. I mean, it makes a big difference on how you handle a speckled trout to release it, whether it's going to survive or not. And when you multiply that times all the number of fishermen that are catching 30 or 40 undersized fish and putting them back and trying to avoid the predators getting them and trying to keep their hands wet to avoid taking the slime off, gently removing the hooks or cutting the line instead of ripping the gills out of them, all that makes a difference in what goes back into the water. So fishermen can do their part by doing that, and time will tell whether we made the right move or not.
Well, you know, Don, from talking to the biologists that sit in my parking lot here, they think generally when you do a change like this, it takes at least 5 years. So we're on year two of this change. So, you know, hopefully things go in a direction that they think it's going to go in. But me personally, I think that it's going to be, you know, I think that you're going to be catching a 12 and a half inch, a 12 and 7/8, a 12 and 3/4 inch trout here every year at this time. I don't see that number jumping, but look, I've been wrong before, and I hope I am with this too. You know what I mean? I really do. I hope I'm wrong with this too. So, but you know, when you read the handwriting on a wall, it's saying, you know, I think we're going to have the same size fish here every year. But you're right, handling the fish, people educate yourself on how to handle these fish. I mean, it's your resources, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Try to do what you can and do your part to handle these fish with care and let them. And for the most part, people do, Don.
I think you're right.
I don't think people are just out here to just, you know, just tear the hook out of them and, you know, throw the fish back. That's not what I get out of it. I think people are generally just want to do the right thing, but, you know, you got some people that just don't know. Educate yourself on how to handle these fish and release them back into the wild where they're not too busted up. And, you know, some things are unavoidable, whether he swallows a hook or, you know,
right,
or then more than likely he's pelican bait, you know, but or he's, flipper bait. So, and what I mean by that, by a dolphin's eating them, if something's going to eat them, you know. But educate yourself on how to handle these fish. But the red fishing, Don, has been very, very good in the inside waters. And if you can't get out there to go out there, you should be able to get out this morning. It's nice and calm down here. I mean, but, you know, you got the LSU home today and the Saints home. Generally, that's not good for fishing because people want to watch football. So, you know, and then the start of the new season, people want to be in front of the boob tube and watching football.
Well, if you work it right, you can do both.
You're right. So, all right, well, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our staff's here. We're waiting on you, and we're going to get you in the water and get you going.
Sounds good, Robbie. Thank you.
Hook the left. Bye-bye.
You got it. There he goes, Robbie Campos, Campos Marina, Shell Beach. All right, we come back and get to some of your text messages. What are y'all doing on this Saturday morning? Getting ready for dove or teal season? You're doing a little bit of late summer fishing? What's on your agenda? 504-260-1870 is our text line. Put it to good use. We're back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, we have the recreational red snapper landing estimates. We call it Snapper Watch. When we reach the quota, or it's estimated that we reach the quota in each of the states, the season is shut down for the year. According to the latest real-time data collection information, through August 24th in Louisiana, it indicates that 767,662 pounds has been caught, which represents just about 86% of the total allocation, which was 894,955. Typically, the snapper harvest slows down this time of year with football coming on and back to school for the kids. But I tell you, some of the best time to get out there and catch some snapper with the, as far as weather conditions and seas is right about now. So still some time left to get in on the red snapper. Alabama still has some time. Mississippi doesn't send me their collection data. I wish somebody listening over there in Mississippi would send that so I could pass it along. All right, looking at our text message board, we've got the backstrap stacker checking in. He's up in the woods today. Little tractor work, then dove hunting and football watching this afternoon. Then he issued a correction where he said it's actually just football this afternoon. Dove season opens tomorrow. Actually, I mentioned Alabama's dove season opens next week, but that is in the south zone. The north zone actually opens today at 12 o'clock noon. So get the guns ready if you got a spot to hunt doves in the northern zone of Alabama. All right, we also have Slim checking in. He says, good morning, enjoying the show here in St. Francisville, Gulf of America. Hell yeah. Okay, Slim. Steelman, he's checking in from Covington. He's got some house chores today in advance of LSU Florida next weekend and teal season thereafter. In other news, congratulations to Dr. and Mrs. Biddles, the birth of their first child. Happy hunting. Well, got another sportsman maybe entering the world. All right, we got the Wingbone up in Wilmer, Alabama, listening. He says the deer are doing good. He had four in the backyard. Well, you know, they're just teasing you right now, Wingbone. You won't see him during the regular season. You know how those deer are. They read those regulations pamphlets, and maybe some of them even listen to this show so they know when the season's opening up. All right, we got the match director checking in. He's, guess what, competing in a match. He's up in Bogalusa, Louisiana. All right, we got some more text we'll be back to share with you. If you got one, you can send it to us at 504-260-187. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released the 2025 waterfowl population status. There's good news, there's bad news, and more bad news. I'll be back to tell you about that right after this three-minute pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, and from among the many texts that we get in, this is an anonymous text that says, I'm stuck in my office, buried in paper, awaiting my attention, living vicariously through the reports from your correspondents. Thanks for bringing this slice of wonderfulness to us each week. Well, we're glad to provide that service. I understand when work calls and you want to get out, well, this is maybe the closest thing to it. All right, we have Brian Hutchinson said he's heading down to Leeville to get a little fishing in before work needs to be done at the hunting camp. You know, I always say that. You know, never let a day of fishing go by when there's work you can put off at the hunting camp tomorrow. And we have Dixie George, and this is a good tip. Hunter, beware. Tax-free. This is tax-free weekend. Make sure the stores aren't charging tax. Been to a few stores and had to remind them it is a tax-free weekend. Good tip there. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our stations to identify. When I come back, I'll talk about the 2025 waterfowl population status that was released from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the 2025 waterfowl population report from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was issued this week, and there's some bad news, a little good news, and some bad news. Here's the bad news. I'm sure you want that first. The mallard population is down another 1% from 2025, which was not a good year at all, making the change from the long-term average now 17% below. And I'm not sure how much longer we're going to see that six bird 60-day season, because that's what they base it on, is the mallard population. All right, some more bad news. The scaup, we call them dogri in South Louisiana. Don't know what's going on with them, but they are down 25% long-term average. They're 10% less than what we had last year. That used to be the most plentiful duck we saw, particularly on open waters late in the season in Louisiana along the Gulf Coast. There's not any short stopping that I'm aware of going on. I just don't think the numbers are there, and it's a mystery as to what has happened to the huge numbers of scaup, or as we call them, dogri. More bad news, green-winged teal are down 15% from last year, blue-winged teal down 4%, and, of course, that has resulted in the reduction to a 9-day teal season this year, which will open up in Louisiana on the 20th and will extend for 9 days only. Some good news. Gadwall, the gray duck population, is up from last year. And these numbers from last year were not good, but at least there's some bright spots. There are going to be a few more birds. Up 6%. The widgeon is up 9%. The spoonbill up 4%. The pintail up 13%, but still 41% below the long-term average. Diving ducks like redheads and canvasback, good news on both of those. The redhead is going to be up 17% and 22% on canvasback. Now, of course, you know, you can take these numbers and maybe kind of relate to what kind of season you're going to have. But I have seen things where local areas, for some strange reason, in bad years where there's low populations, they're covered up in birds. And other times when it looks like there's a lot of birds, we don't see any in certain areas. And I'm sure it's got to do with local habitat conditions with submerged aquatic vegetation. But we'll be getting the waterfowl population data on what's actually here when we get closer to those regular duck seasons. We'll be getting some teal reports coming in a couple weeks when that opens up. I did want to let everybody know about the Atchafalaya Basin Freshwater Fisheries Public Meeting. There's going to be a public meeting held, and this is a chance for fishermen who fish the Atchafalaya Basin, very important, very popular freshwater area, to voice their opinion, ask questions, express concerns to the biologists. After a presentation will be made, there was a survey that was taken, a public survey, and they have the results. They'll pass that along, and this meeting is going to be Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., which is not bad. You know, normally they set these meetings at 10:30 in the morning when people are at work. This may give people a chance to actually attend it in person. I did request whether this meeting was going to be available on Zoom, which they do with their commission meetings, and I've yet to hear back from them. So maybe I'll have an answer for you on that by next Saturday. But you might want to put that down, September 18th, Thursday evening. And if you've got a concern, something you want to talk about that you feel needs to be done in the Atchafalaya Basin with regard to fisheries, please plan to be at that meeting and have your voice heard. Something else I wanted to pass along, use boat and motor buying. I've got some tips for you. If you're going to be doing that, when you make the purchase, compare the registration and title to the boat and motor and make sure the hull identification and the serial numbers match the boat and motor and that it's not been changed. And make sure all outboard motors and other equipment actually have serial numbers and they have not been removed or obliterated. Also, be careful if the price is much lower than the value. If the price is too good to be true, there's a good chance it probably is. And, of course, never, ever buy a boat if the seller can't produce the ownership documents, like the registration certificate or a title. Otherwise, you won't be able to register it, and you will be in violation if you use it. That also applies to trailers, boat trailers, boat motors, and boats. They all require registration certificates or titles. So make sure you take advantage of those tips if you're going to be buying a used boat. Sometimes you can get a great deal. You don't want to be a sucker born every minute. In fact, our bad boy of the outdoors is a flim-flam guy who was selling some boats with altered documents and forgery, and he's in a mess. We'll tell you his story coming up next hour. Right now, we'll take a quick break. We come back on the other side with Captain Kirk, going to get a fishing report from the western side of the state down around Hackberry Rod and Gun. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun. We bring in Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel joins us now. And, Kirk, I didn't get a chance to look at the real-time fish cleaning table camera. What came into the dock this week?
Let me see here. Today is Saturday. Thursday we had a good day. And it's funny. And conditions didn't change that much for Friday, but the fishing fell off for Friday, or yesterday. And I call it, because it's September. September for speckled trout is a transition month. You know, they finish their spawn and they're getting ready for the cold fronts start hitting and to fatten up for winter. And, you know, that's when they start schooling up and feeding good. And this time of year, it's hard to pattern them, this month. And it's all going to develop as the cold fronts hit, the new pattern. And so now redfish have shown up. We had some higher tides. We were able to get back in the marshes and catch redfish. So, and that's usually what happens in September. You'll start getting your redfish run, and that'll carry you through till the trout start turn on again.
Yeah, we had some good redfish reports picking up from other areas. Well, you've been fishing down there for so many years. I don't want to say how many, but, you have witnessed this transition year after year. What typically happens? Where do the fish go? What are their tendencies once that transition's complete?
Well, it's funny. It's like it's every year they know the calendar. I mean, it's like when September 1st gets here, the patterns just change. I mean, where you've been catching fish and you'll go there, the conditions will be the same and just the fish aren't there, or they're there and they're not feeding. I guess because of the stress of the spawn or whatever, just like with bass and freshwater, and this is just my guess. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. It's just what I've seen over the years. And then in September, I've seen it get kicked in the middle end of September. It's all around the cold fronts when they come in, and you get a push of bait from the marsh, gets the trout to school back up and turn back on, that water temperature falling.
Any difference in whether you use live or artificial?
Right now, you could catch them on both, but right now, the water's clear because, we've had all summer, not a lot of rain. You should add that to the thunderstorm. So, I feel comfortable throwing artificial all day, just like with live bait. The deal with live bait, there are a lot of little undersized trout. And, that just tears live bait up. I just soon throw artificial.
Right. We're going to have a little bit of a front coming through over the weekend.
Yeah.
And talking about maybe in the 60s early on Monday morning, and we got a full moon, so we got to talk teal, man. You starting to see, will be seeing more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think we'll see a little push here with this. I've been seeing, they've been trickling in, seeing birds here and there. Because we're in the marsh, we're not in rice fields. I'm here in the rice fields are loading up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the marsh, we're seeing some trickle in, like I said, and this front should bring some more birds in.
How many times have you seen it where the rice fields are loaded up, not much in the marsh, but once the shooting starts, then they end up coming into the marsh?
Just about every year.
Yeah.
I mean, for as long as I've been doing it, the marsh hunting for teal season is just totally different from rice field hunting. And it's usually when they start blasting in the rice fields, they come to the marshes. And now, every now and then, you'll get everything is just right, lines up. The marshes are perfect where the teal will be in the marsh. But it's usually on years that's a little drier and the water levels are real low because, you know, they like that shallow water. That's why they're in the rice fields or the buffalo fields.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to redfish, are they really up in the marshes where you're fishing them in shallow marshes, almost like a real fall pattern, or are they still kind of behind the dams and in some of the deeper water?
No, they're back in the marsh.
Good.
Back in the marsh, fishing the shorelines, and there's schools of fish back there. And, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, you can catch those on artificial. I like to throw a gulp shrimp under a popping cork if I'm throwing artificial for the redfish. Now, and of course, live shrimp, you can't go wrong with that under a popping cork.
Yeah, I love the sight fish, those redfish. Explain to people, when you see a school moving, how do you identify them as redfish as opposed to mullets or some other type of non-species you're targeting?
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt when you see them pushing down a shoreline and, you know, and baits erupting out in front of them trying to get away from them. And, it's a school of redfish, or it could be a single fish you see pushing. And, you know, you want to try to get in front of them or stay in front of them if you can. It's hard to chase those fish. If they get by you, you're better off letting them go and maybe circle out around and try to head them off further up the shoreline.
Yeah, and even though somebody might be a pinpoint caster, you don't want to throw it on that redfish's nose. You want to throw it past him and behind him and then drag it in front of him.
Yeah, you want to, exactly. You don't want to hit on him because you'll spook him usually. Just try and get it back and drag the bait. You know, sometimes that takes some pretty nifty casting.
That's what makes it all fun, and that's why we do it. Well, Kirk, sounds like things are getting ready for a very exciting fall. If somebody wants to come down there and enjoy it with you, tell them all the different ways they can find you.
Okay, well, call us at the lodge there at the office. It's 337-762-3391, and our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com, and look at the live cam feed. I mean, it shows what we're doing.
Easy enough. All right, let's get Scotty to beam us up next time, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Talk to you later, Don. Thank you.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. All right, we come back after this. We move a little bit more to the central part of the state. We check in at Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter's there for us right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we go down to Grand Isle to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And, Darrell, I got good red fishing reports turning on east of you and west of you. Tell me that the redfish have turned on in Grand Isle, too.
Well, I can tell you, Don, while we've been trout fishing, we've been catching some undersized reds. So I can only imagine that that's the case also. We haven't really been up in that marsh very much. You got to remember, in the week we had some... You know, down here we had some hellacious eastern winds, and it kind of restricted where we could go. In fact, earlier in the week was really, really tough. I mean, it was really hard to find a fish anywhere. However, the last two or three days, that has kind of started to pick up. We've got a new crop of shrimp that have shown up, so we're starting to catch some of those little small 50, 60-count shrimp. So... any day now, we're going to probably start seeing the birds congregate and the fish being on the schools of shrimp. However, they have at least shown up and started to show, you know, as opposed to earlier this week, they've shown up and started to show some aggression. So the last couple of days, we've had some decent catches of fish. And I anticipate, of course, we're fighting an almost full moon, but I anticipate that that's going to continue at least until that front comes in. That thing and we'll have to reevaluate.
Have you been to any of the reefs and found any trout action on those upper inside reefs?
That's the only place we found trout earlier this week, and it wasn't so much the reefs. And when I say upper reefs, I mean at least Bassa Bassa, Hackberry Bay, and further north. We had it, like I said, it wasn't necessarily the reefs. We had such bad weather that we were hiding behind grass points and doing what I call the old school thing. We were just working the shelves. Yeah, and, you know, 90% of our islands that we have, if it's got a point on it, it's also got a ledge underwater because it's a rapidly eroding island. So, you know, aside from the grass, you see another 20, 30 feet out from it, it's got a shelf that extends there, a hump. And that's where the action came from, mostly earlier in the week, hiding from the wind. Now, yesterday we were able to work the open water real good, and of course our catch increased. You know, we've said for the last month or 3 weeks that it looked like, you know, we were starting to see trout in transition mode. I mean, we're catching 20 and 22 inch trout on the interior bays, but just not a boat full of them yet. Mm-hmm. But that transition is starting. Several of the trout that I cleaned yesterday still had eggs in them, so I believe we're coming up on that full moon. I think this will probably be their last spawn of the year. But yeah, after this, then they really should start transitioning in. And look, I'm going to echo what Kirk said. Whole lot of small fish. I mean, mm-hmm. We had 100 shrimp with us yesterday. And the majority of the fish that we caught were all on plastic. We did periodically try shrimp. We caught fish on shrimp. But darn, you're going through a whole lot of them because everything, you know, all the trash fish are there, the baby jack crevalles, the lady fish, and everything else. And, man, everybody loves them some shrimp, right?
Yep. Well, I'm sure you're getting plagued with the 12 and a quarter, 12 and a half, 12 and 3/8, 12 and 7/8 trout that have to be released. And how bad are the pelicans and dolphin? That seems to be, Grand Isle area seems to be the worst for the predator fish getting those throwbacks.
Well, the pelicans aren't necessarily an object or a concern for us, but the daggum dolphins, man, it just turns your stomach to think that you're handcuffed by regulation that's meant to be a conservation measure, but yet I would say 70 to 90% of the fish you throw back are just, I mean, they're waiting right inside the boat, right under the boat, and they're all eaten. And it's like, you know, 2 years ago, a 12-inch fish would have at least made a fillet. Now it's being wasted to a dolphin.
Well, a 70 to 90% mortality rate on release fish is not what's going to get accomplished, what the biologists were looking for. So I don't know. Maybe they factor that in. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But, again, time is going to tell. I think we're probably 2 or 3 years away from seeing the final results of whether that, you know, going up to a higher minimum size is going to work.
Well, you know, Don, it was several years ago. Well, just after Ida, NOAA was here. They have a very – NOAA and the University of Florida picked Barataria Bay to do a very extensive satellite tagging program because it's got the highest population of dolphins of anywhere in the United States. And I talked to the guy that was running it, and he said they estimated that in Barataria Bay alone there was over 2,000 dolphins. So I'm thinking, hey, there might be hope. I mean, we had the black bear come back and they opened the season. You know, maybe there's hope. We just got to start lobbying for it.
Good luck on that one. Now we got to run. Tell people how to get you. On my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. What's your site?
RealScreamers.com, or pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And Don, I had a guy on the boat. I had a guy on the boat the other day that told me those dolphins taste about like eagle.
Yeah, about the same penalty too if you get caught with one. Stay away from the dolphin. All right, my friend. See you next week.
All right, buddy. Bye bye.
All right. Coming up next hour, you're gonna hear from a lady named Arabella Lopez and her son, we call him Mighty Miguel. He came down here and caught his fish of a lifetime with Captain Ryan, who'll also join us. We got Captain Mike Gallo with a fishing report. Butch Ridgedale's got your paddler's report for you, and also a bad boy story about a flim-flam boat salesman. He's going to be this morning's bad boy of the outdoor story. Also, your text messages, send them on to us, 504-260-1870. Hour number two is just minutes away on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And good morning and welcome to hour number two of our outdoor show this morning. Getting straight to our text board, we got our loyal David listener from Alabama wishing Chris Lecoq, our editor and photographer for Bayou Wild TV, a belated happy birthday earlier in the week. And he's offering a shout out to his now buddy Wingbone on his craftsmanship. He made him a wingbone turkey call. He's going to name it Merliton. Yeah, that's a great name for a turkey call, Dave. Go ahead with it. And let's see. We got this one from the Lafayette Yacker. He made a trip out of the Wrigley's yesterday. The conditions were great. Three guys limited out on specs, 13 to 16 inches, but lots of throwbacks, as we're hearing. All were caught on plastics. There was a bonus, a big fat 12-inch-plus white trout. All the fish were full of eggs, Good trip overall. Back in at 10 o'clock, of course, the trip was in a boat. And that was from our buddy, the Lafayette Yacker, who was not in a kayak, but in a bay boat. Well, good report. We love to get the reports that we can add along and pass to pass along to our fellow listeners. Here's one from Old Man Sam. He says, today is National Hummingbird Day. How did I miss that? Be sure to fill those sugar water feeders. They're headed south across the Gulf of Amorexico. Amorexico? They need fuel for the long flight. It's from Old Man Sam. Yeah, I got a feeder. In fact, I've got some lantana planted in the garden. They like that, but I've also got a big old bottle of the sweet red stuff that they really enjoy. I haven't seen a whole lot of them, but I have had a few of them buzzing around so far this year. Here we go. Plaquemines Parish, no diversion, no land, no deer, no bear, no brown shrimp, no ducks, geese, plenty sharks and bottlenose dolphin, no oysters, New Orleans Gulf Front property. Boy, that's a doomsday text right there. And here's one, a brilliant good morning from Ohio, who our listener overslept, almost like being late for church, which is worse than missing church. What did I miss? We're slipping into fall. My pumpkins are oranging up. Stay sweet, y'all. Thank you for that message from Ohio. The worm is headed to Moab, Utah, and the Alpine Loop in Colorado for some outdoor exploration. I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, worm. Let me know what that is. I'm not familiar with it. Here's one says, got hot coffee in my cup and your show on at the shop. We have to work this weekend, but always listen to your show. We figure that if we can't be out on the water, at least listen to your show helps us look forward to when we can. Great show as always. Have a great weekend. That's from the Irish Kunas, another Alabama loyal listener. And thank you for that. That's one of the services we like to provide. And here's Lafitte LT. He agrees with Captain Carpenter about the dolphins. They even steal trout off your hook. Saw a dolphin floating yesterday in Four Bayou Pass while coming in from catch and snapper. Hopefully people aren't starting to take action on their own. All right, so there's our text messages. We're caught up. If you got one you want to pass along, a fishing report, a comment, a question, that's the place and time to do it. Of course, you can only use this text number to reach me during the show. Other than that, I'm not monitoring. So that number is 504-260-1870. If you want to contact me about an event you have or a specific question, best thing to do is use my contact button on the website, which is DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And getting back to the response from Ohio listener that overslept, if you missed part of the show or you sleep late because maybe you had a late Friday night or whatever and you missed the show, you can always catch the replays. We have replays each and every week. They're up very shortly after the show airs. Easiest way to remember to get there, go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, and there's a link there that will take you to the replays of each and every show. All right, we come back after this. Our Born on the Bayou guest, Mike Gallo, is going to join us, and I'm going to tell you about a very special deal you can get right now through CETOW. All that's coming up right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETOW. Now, you probably know, we tell you that for $249 for a whole year, you get unlimited fuel drops as a member, 24/7 tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. And right now, there's no better time because CETOW is running their 15-month special through this month of September. That's three free months. Sign up now, and you will not have to renew until December a year from now. You get those three free months. You can do it by calling locally. I'll give you the number in a second. Or you can go online at CETOW.com. And enter the promo code SELA, S-E-L-A, 15. That's SELA 15, like the 15-month special. And if you want to call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. And remember to mention SELA 15 at the checkout and get those three free months. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, what's the plan been so far this week? And what's it look like for the weekend? I understand the red fishing is picking up in most areas. How about yours?
We have been seeing an increase in some redfish. I made a couple of trips one trip we targeted trout. A lot of people are talking about the transition, and that certainly seems to fit the trip that I had. There's fish out there. They're just everywhere. You really don't sit in one spot and have enough action to stay for any length of time. I have been noticing that they're hanging out with his current lines or good current, some of the deeper bayous in the area, Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, down by the south shore of the Twin Stand, where that current rolls around that point. Those are all good areas. You'll catch some sheephead if you're fishing by Unknown Pass or by the I-10 bridge or Highway 11 bridge. And if you're in Wrigley's Pass or just any point out in the marsh where there's current rolling by, that's more likely to catch trout in those areas. As far as the redfish, they've been hugging the shoreline in Lake Bourne. We had some west wind earlier in the week. We got west wind again today. So I'm going to be hanging out along the western shoreline of Lake Bourne, and we'll fish fresh Wrigley's live shrimp under a popping cork. We'll look for mullet along the shoreline, and we'll concentrate in those areas, and we'll fish them till we feel like we fished them out. If we're lucky and catch all we need, we'll change gears and go look for trout. But our target today is going to be redfish.
Mike, if you made any trout trips this week or any of your guides did, most people are reporting they're struggling to catch the 13-inch finch. Everything seems to be between 12 and 13. When you run into that, do you stick it out and hopefully pull in one that's 13, or you leave and try to find bigger fish?
Well, you try to figure out your ratio. You know, if you catch 10 and none of them are the 13 inches, and let's say you got 150 shrimp, you got to make good decisions. I would move. Now, if I found an area where I caught 3 out of 10, I might give it another 10 minutes and see if the ratio gets better, or does the ratio continue to stay the same? And then you just make decisions. You know, why not explain that to your customers? We're catching 3 out of every 10, and if we sit right here, we'll have 45 trout, right? You got 150 live shrimp. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of undesirables mixed in, but that's a pretty good day if you were to catch 3 every out of every 10 and you had 150 live shrimp. Usually I'll mix in some plastics under a cork, and that'll make my live shrimp last even longer. So you might think that's a bad ratio, but if you sit that out, 3 out of every 10, as long as it doesn't take 2 hours to catch those 10, then I would say that's not too bad.
Well, that's from here to four. She'll be known as the Gallo principle of 3 to 10, and we'll make sure everybody puts that into their notebook. Mike, you know, there's been an increased interest in triple tail over the past several years. Now that we're getting into the later time of the summer, do you find that they're going to be more prevalent or less prevalent underneath the structures in Lake Bourne area?
I've caught triple tail as early as May and as late as mid-October, and coincidentally the water temperature was about the same in those 2 months, and it was mid to low 70s. So that seems to be a big deal with the triple tail, is the water temperature. And water temperature, anything higher than 74, you have an opportunity to see them. Obviously cleaner water, you can see them better. But I've only caught one below 74 degrees, and it was 73 degrees, and it was mid-October. So those seem to be, temperature seems to play a huge part in where they are and when they are in our area. The Gulf being a much larger body of water, it's going to cool down slower. So I would assume they migrate south when our water temperatures start to get cool.
Yeah, I'm seeing water temperatures inland lakes around 84 still, so we got a ways to go.
Right, right. We should see them for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
Got it. Okay, Mike, well, we're going to let you go and get your trip in today. Good luck to you. Before you go, if people want to find more information about Angling Adventures of Louisiana, they can find it on my website, aaofla.com. Simple one click to you. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call, if they got any specific questions they need answered.
Sure. You can reach me at 985-781-7811. I'll also be talking fishing at the CCA banquet this Tuesday here in Slidell from 6 to 9. A lot of fishermen gather there, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of fish stories being talked about.
And where's that one going to be, Mike?
That will be... Ooh, you caught me off guard. I know it by landmarks. It's not the Harbor Center. Chuck, it's right by the police station in downtown Slidell.
Municipal Auditorium?
Yeah, it's in the auditorium.
There you go. All right. Well, maybe I'll see you there. Thanks for the report, Mike, and hopefully people show up and hear what you got to say. It's always interesting.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, up next, Butch Ridgedale. He's one of our paddlers reporters for you kayakers. Got a couple of events going on, the Redfish Rumble, the Five Rivers Tournament over in Alabama, and maybe some we haven't heard about. Do you know of one? 504-260-1870. We're back with Butch right after this. All right, for all you strokers and peddlers and paddlers, we have a special Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Report for you each week. It is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them on Airline Drive in Metairie. His exact address is 1926. They open up about 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. You can stop by and check out some of their great apparel. They got the outdoor gear, latest fishing tackle that's used in your local fishing area. They're really kind of a fly shop specialist. If you're a fly fisherman, you need to take a stop there and check out their fly fishing gear. And also, if you're a newcomer, they've got fly tying and fly fishing classes that they offer periodically. So stop by and see Justin, 1926 Airline Drive. It's called No Wake Outfitters. And Butch Ridgedale joins us now. And Butch, where are you fishing this weekend?
I did my fishing yesterday, Don. I got a little family things going on this weekend, so I went yesterday, went played around, checked on some redfish for we got Bayou Coast tournament next weekend, first one we've had for a little while because we try not to stay out of the heat as much as we can, but we have Redfish Rumble next Saturday morning. We can launch a couple of places over in LaFouche Parish, down Highway 1 at Baissonce and Pack Kayak Rental down in Pointe-Chien. That's mm-hmm. two areas we'll let us go. And a couple of redfish. There's plenty of redfish. There's been some guys have been catching some good ones. A lot of 18 to 22-inch fish, but there's some good fish out there. I saw some good ones yesterday.
Yeah, reports are from all the areas I talked to this morning. Redfish action has picked up. How does this tournament work? Is this a catch photo release? Is it a bring them into the weigh-in? How's it going to work?
This one, since it's just two fish, it's going to be a bring them in tournament, two reds.
All right, and the 18 to 22-inch slot. And do they have to be caught in any specific area? Or if you launch from those two areas, all waters are open?
All waters are open as far as you can get to. We're doing 18 to 26 as a slot that we're going in. Even though the slot limit for the state is 27,
mm-hmm.
we, last year when that came about, we said, okay, we don't want anybody to get in trouble, so we lowered it an inch because, you know, hey, man, if it shrinks a little bit, it'll weigh in. We don't want anybody getting in trouble, breaking the law. So we knocked it down to 20, you know, maximum of 26. But this is our first one in a while. Everybody's excited. I know a bunch of guys are on the water this morning. People have been going. There's been a lot of chatting going on about who's going to catch what and where they're catching it. So
I think that's called trash talking, Butch.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just as guilty as anyone else. So I can't say anything about that.
Well, how's it work as far as getting signed up? Does someone have to become a member of the club first? And what's the cost and what's the prize structure?
No, there's no cost. There's no membership required to be a member in the tournament. You can go to the Bayou Coast website or the Bayou Coast Facebook page, and it'll lead you to where you need to go. I'm pretty sure this event, I think the entry fee is $35. And you get signed up. The instructions, I think we're fishing from 6 to 3:30, which I think a lot of people will be through way before that because it got hot real fast yesterday.
Is it cash payback or prizes?
This will be cash event. It depends on how many people sign up. Mm-hmm. We play up to depending on the number, I think it's up to 10 people. It's a breakdown of how many, you know, per side up, we'll go first, second, third guaranteed. Then up to fifth, then I think seventh, and then you go higher, it goes up to 10th.
Yep.
But it's all done online. You do have to sign up online, to, you know, either, you know, through the Bayou Coast website. There's a, on the webpage, it gives you all the directions, what you have to do, and awards will be at Point of Shen is where the weigh-in will be held. And then once you win, I think they set up, they're set up to we're set up to do PayPal, so get your money the next day or two and good to go.
I tell you, it's going to be a tight tournament with only two fish. They're going to be real close.
Especially, well, it really is. This is one of the ones where, you know, hey, be real, real picky about what you keep, you know.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. It's a good event. It's the last qualifier before our championship, which is coming up next month. We do have another tournament. A few of us are fishing next weekend over in Mobile. And then we have, like I said, it's getting cranked back up. Between the Lafayette Club and Bayou Coast, there's a lot of stuff going on all the way through December. So we kind of refrain from doing a whole bunch during the hot summer months. But we're fixing to be busy. It's fixing to be a – you want to fish or something to do.
You know, I passed by that Five Rivers last week. Would you say fishing is better on the north side or south side once you get in? Or does that vary?
I've done both, and I've caught good fish on either side.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to everybody participating, and we'll have results after those tournaments. And, Butch, thank you so much for the report, and glad you got your fishing done yesterday and your family stuff today. It's a good deal when you can balance your time.
Thanks, man. Yep. Tight lines to everybody.
All righty, my friend. There he goes, Butch Ridgedale. All right, coming back after this, I had a guy that got in a little trouble dealing boats, used boats and motors in Louisiana, and you'll find out how serious an offense it can be. We're back to tell you the story of this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors right after this. And let's see, got some more texts coming in. This one's off to the deer camp this morning for work weekend. Love listening to your shows. Sort of gets us guys in the mood for hunting and fishing. Appreciate y'all to do. That's Bob from Fairhope, Alabama. Good morning, Bob, and thank you for the kind comment. Be careful out there on that work day in the woods. Man, I had to go do a search in the woods last week, and I'm telling you what, a September woods, piney woods, in this time of year is nothing nice. Picked up a couple of ticks and, man, other bugs and saw some snakes. Not fun being out there, so be careful and don't spend too much time out there. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, we're going to tell you about our bad boy, the outdoor, a guy that was kind of dealing dirty on the boat sales business. We'll tell you his story right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story begins this past Monday following complaints and information about a man selling boats with false information. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Sergeants Joseph Melton and Toby Myers conducted an investigation in 2024 revealing Tandy LeMay used forged documents to sell and actually register the boats with the state of Louisiana. LeMay also accessed the online Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery vessel registration using the altered data. Charged with 11 counts of forgery in Caddo Parish, 9 counts of filing false public records, and 1 count of computer fraud in East Baton Rouge Parish, and facing maximum penalties of up to $20,000 in fines, 10 years in jail is 52-year-old Tandy LeMay of Shreveport, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, I mentioned some tips if you're going to be buying used boats, motors, trailers. Always compare the registration and the title of the boat, the document. Make sure it matches the hull identification or the serial numbers that are actually on the boat, motor, or trailer, and that it hasn't been changed. Make sure that they do, in fact, have serial numbers. A lot of times, stolen motors, the serial numbers are obliterated. Make sure it's got one on there. And be careful. If the price just seems too good to be true, it probably is. Could even be a stolen boat. and never, ever buy a boat if the seller, along with the boat, can't produce his ownership documents like the registration certificate or a title. Otherwise, you will not be able to register it, and if you use it, you will be the violator. Don't be a bad boy. So there's your tips for safe boat buying. Don't be a boat buying sucker. All right, here we go. We got one 40 years ago. The Gulf was miles from the Burris back levees. Today is at the levees. Was great for oyster, duck, fishing, squirrel, now open water. With Gulf levees, good for bottlenose, dolphins, and sharks. Yeah, well, we all know and see the results of coastal erosion. The big $65 million question is, will we be able to restore it in time before it completely goes away? All right, you know, we had a listener that mentioned today is National Hummingbird Day. You know what we've got coming up at the end of this month? It'll be on the 27th, is National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I'm accumulating a lot of events. If you want to take part in any of these, we'll have what hunting seasons are open, what fishing is going to be good. There's also some officially organized celebrations on that day. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, in conjunction with the Coastal Conservation Association, will host events in Baton Rouge, in Senla, in Monroe, and also in Bodcaw. And most of these, the admission is free. It's free parking. You'll find hands-on shooting and fishing activities. They have live animal demonstrations, a lot of exhibits, door prizes, lots of stuff for the kids. That's I'll run down those for you as we get closer to it. And also, we're working on a, this is a first ever, Stock the Camp Day. Yeah, that's going to be on National Hunting and Fishing Day, Saturday, September 27th, from noon to 5 p.m. It's going to be at Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese on North Causeway Boulevard, and there is a whole host of outdoor organizations and businesses who will be there to help you get your camp stocked with not just food and supplies, but also hunting and fishing gear. And we'll talk to you more about that. I'm going to be there myself. That's Saturday, September 27th, Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese in Mandeville from noon to 5 p.m. And as I get other Hunting and Fishing Day activities on the calendar, I'll pass those along. If you've got one you know about or you're working with, sponsored it or a volunteer, send me the information. You can do it right now. Send it to our text at 504-260-1870. All right, right after this, we're going to be talking to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, getting a report on the Burris Venice area. And then he's going to stay with us as we talk to a young man. We nicknamed him Mighty Miguel, who came with us and caught his fish of a lifetime. He and his mom, Arabella, will join us, and you'll hear their story of a Bayou Wild episode called Mighty Miguel that's airing this week. We'll be back to do all of that. But first, these messages on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Plastic Man Ryan Lambert joins us now. And first question for him is, Ryan, where are you talking to us from?
I'm in Burris today, sitting at Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Well, that's a good place for you to be.
Get out of my boat and go catch some redfish.
I got a listener text us early this morning. He wanted to get a bass fishing report from the Venice area. And I know you don't do much guiding for bass, but you cut your teeth on bass fishing years ago, and I know you keep up with it. How is it downriver?
It's getting good. It's getting good. The fish are in the ponds. You know, they've been in the ponds, but now the river's 3-6, so they'll be starting to come all the way to the edge by the river, so... You know, as the salt water moves, they get closer to the river, so they'll be close.
The trick down there when I fished them is always getting them out of those canes. You know, it's a little tricky.
You know, I don't do that. I don't like to fish the canes. You know, it's more like cane pole fishing. Yeah. You know, they throwing a jig. I will get back where their boat is. That's where I'm fishing. I'll get way back, and I'll look at the grass line, and I'll fish that secondary line. And a lot of fish hang on that. So I use a little ultralight with a finesse worm, and I like to go fish those. So I can reel them in, and they jump, and they do all the good things. I just don't like jerking them in the boat. I'm in it for the sport, not for the to say I caught them. So I like that better. So, yeah, I don't like punching.
Yeah, makes sense. We've been getting reports that the red fishing activity has increased. And, I mean, it's always steady down there where you are. But have you noticed a little bit of a jump in it?
Yeah, the bulls have really moved in and gotten close, but now they're going to go spawn tonight. I guess tonight ought to be full moon tonight, tomorrow night.
Yep.
So they'll go off, and by 9 o'clock, it'll all be over. Biggest orgy in the world. And they'll have lay their eggs, and they'll float around. It's going to be good this year because the river's at 3.6 right now and dropping all the way to 2 here later in the month. So they'll float around a little bit, and when they hatch, the larvae will come into the marsh. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of protection in the marsh anymore, so a lot of them will get eaten up, but we'll have a good spawn.
Are you dealing with a lot of undersized speckled trout like I'm hearing from other people right now?
No, I'm not yet. I haven't been fooling with them. It's that transition time right now. There's a lot of undersized, and everything's going to switch at the end of this month. Everything's coming inside. All the bait will come inside. You know, it's almost on the 1st of October. It's almost like down to they have a calendar. Everything will move inside. Then they'll just start catching bigger fish again.
Well, we got two things going to happen. We got a full moon. The full moon will be tomorrow night. We got an approaching cool front, not a cold front. It's actually a little chilly up north. This should move some teal birds in, huh?
It's already moved them. We've already had two fronts that moved a lot of birds in, and this is going to move a ton more birds. We fixing to get covered up with little blue rockets, and it's not going to hurt my feelings much because come the 20th, I'm going to be on them like gravy on rice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they're going to find some really good dinner table settings down there too, huh?
It's beautiful this year. I mean, it is magnificent. The duck potatoes everywhere, the aquatics. You have so many different aquatics. You have niacin and hydrilla and milfoil everywhere. It's just beautiful. It's going to be a great year if we don't get one of those things in here.
Yeah, well, time is running short on that, and hopefully we can make it till then. How's the bookings going for the fall season?
Good. I still have some teal dates available toward the end of the week, believe it or not, and that's the best time. You know, once it might get two or three more cold fronts before the end of the month. So, yeah, I got some dates left in there, and the big season is about booked up due to the fact that we can't hunt so many days, you know,
right?
Because of the negative tides. I don't book, if I can't get you on a good hunt, I'm not going to do it. So a lot of days we can't book, so we have very few days left that we can book.
How's the gator season going?
I'll start Friday getting mine. I everybody's out there, they're getting some monsters right now. So I'll start, I keep my customers away from the opening where everybody's crazy. I just don't like opening nothing anymore. It's just a free-for-all. So I'll hang back and I'll start this week.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, we've been hunting alligators now for a lot of years, that there are so many big alligators that it takes years and years to reach that size that just haven't been caught.
They're pretty secretive. If they get in that marsh or they get under stuff, and you know, those are the ones that when the boats come and they go underwater. So you gotta, you know, a lot of guys do it with lines. I don't like to do it so much with lines, but on those big ones, sometimes you have to set a line to catch them.
Yeah,
I mean, they got some prehistoric monsters around too, so we'll see how it works out.
Well, Ryan, quickly give us your phone number if somebody wants to get in, especially on those late season teal dates that you got open. And then I want you to stay with me because we're going to be talking to Mighty Miguel and Arabella, who came down here and he caught his fish of a lifetime.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111. And like I said, we have a few teal trips left.
All right, very good. Stay with me. We're going to try to get that call connected from Cleveland, Ohio. We'll talk to our Fish of a Lifetime winner, Miguel Sotero, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, there's an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime, and it should be called Hunt or Fish of a Lifetime. And what this wonderful organization does is it provides trips of a lifetime by request from children who suffer from life-threatening illnesses. And we have been fortunate enough at Bayou Wild TV to get involved with them. We've done several of these trips, and our most recent trip was done with our plastic man, our own Captain Ryan Lambert, a young man who we have nicknamed, in fact, named his episode Mighty Miguel, and his mom, Arabella, who came from Cleveland, Ohio to Burris, Louisiana, in pursuit of his fish of a lifetime. And Ryan, I'm going to let you take it from here. How did that trip go?
It went well. I tell you, we had a great time.
It was a bull red we were after, you know, and it was, they weren't quite in yet, but we finally made it happen, you know, and it was a big old good red. He fought him like a champ. It was the funniest thing. I said, okay, let's get another. He said, no, enough of that.
I tell you, he's a trooper. It hit 100 degrees that day. How many storms did we go through? We got rained on. We got wind blown. I mean, it was a tough day, but boy, he was a trooper. He handled that fish so well.
He did. He enjoyed the whole thing. And look, Arabella was a champ, too. I mean, she just stuck with it. She was going to make her little boys happy no matter what. I mean, it was, like you said, it was a brutal 2 days of fishing. You know, I fished them the next day, and we got in a big storm, and she didn't care. She was all about making it happen.
Well, he wanted her to catch a fish as badly as he wanted to catch his fish of a lifetime. Let's bring Arabella in now, who joins us now. And Arabella, I understand Miguel is a little bit sleepy this morning, so we're going to give him a pass. But explain to us what this trip meant to him.
Oh, man, it meant everything to him. To this day, he still talks about it. I'm telling you, he did not want to leave Louisiana. He's like, basically, he wanted just like to pack up stuff and just move there the same day.
You also told me he wanted to skip out, right?
Yes. The last day we were there, we're packing up, getting ready to go to the airport, and he comes like really close up to me and whispers, "Mom, can you do me a favor?" So like I looked at him and I'm like, "Yeah, it depends on what." And then he like smirks really, really big, and he's like, "Can we miss our flight on purpose?" He's like, 4 days was not long enough. And I'm like, I looked laughing and I'm like, okay, like, how about we can come back? That we can do.
Yep. Sounds like playing hooky. I think a couple of us on this conversation have maybe done that before in the past. Arabella, tell us about Miguel's condition.
So he has T-cell AOL leukemia, and that is a cancer as in the blood system. So it's basically from head to toe. He has the most aggressive kind, which is the AOL. So his counts grow rapidly when it flares up.
And so he's on a 3-year recovery program right now?
Yes. Yeah, so our treatment is a 3-year, and that's because since it's so aggressive and it comes back more aggressive each time, that's why it's so much more longer of a process. That's why it's a 3-year.
Well, at least for the day on that trip, you couldn't notice it. You never knew it. He looked like any kid that we've taken out there enjoying fishing. How did you find out about Hunt of a Lifetime?
Actually, through the hospital, the social worker, she was getting, like, when we first got introduced to all this, she was getting to know Miguel, and then, like, as the time went by, they got in the subject of, like, him fishing and him wanting to do, like showing her, like, all the trips he's done and, like, how he caught, like, a baby shark, and he was just so excited to tell her, and she actually knew about this. Mm-hmm. The program or the organization, and his face just like lit up as soon as she was like, "Do you want to put in like an application?" He's like, "Should we?" He like jumped up and he was like so excited.
Yeah, very good. It's been a wonderful organization. We're so glad that you got to come down. And let me tell you something. You were a trooper, too. You were in that same boat with us putting up with that. You did a great job, and you should be very proud of your son, and he proud of you, Arabella.
Well, thank you. It does mean a lot. And it was such a wonderful time. Everybody, Captain Ryan, just you guys, everyone's just was just so welcoming. It was such a great experience. And we were so blessed to have the opportunity to be able to do that. It's definitely a once in a lifetime experience. And he was grateful. I'm grateful that we had this, been able to like, be able to do it. And
well, He's got a story to tell. He's got a story to tell and a picture for the rest of his life, and I hope you got to watch the TV show. I want to invite everybody to tune it in. If you don't get it on a regular channel, it's available at Bayou Wild TV. And thank you very much, Captain Ryan, for making this kid's life a little bit better.
You're very welcome, buddy.
Yes,
it was my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Arabella, give Miguel a little kiss for us, and hopefully we'll see y'all again down here in Louisiana.
Oh, we're counting on it.
All righty. Thank you so much. There she goes, Arabella Lopez and the mother of Mighty Miguel. Check it out. Ryan, thanks again. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week, too.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you then.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back next week, 2-hour journey into the great outdoors. We call it The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.